Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
And please raise your hand. I state your name.
I, Larry McKee.
Do hereby affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Florida.
The Constitution of the State of Florida.
And the Charter of the City of Milton, Florida.
And the Charter of the City of Milton, Florida.
That I will at all times enforce the Code of Ordinances of the City of Milton, Florida.
That I will enforce the Code of Ordinances of the City of Milton, Florida.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Now, you might be wondering, if you're a thoughtful person, well, Andrew, normally when you have Days of Our Milton and the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, there's some kind of conflict. Somebody's calling somebody fat or challenging their character or making fun of their mama or whatever. And true enough, why would you begin with the oath of office for one of the brand new city council members? No reason other than that Larry McKee and Robert Leak and Tom Powers and Casey also took that again. Casey Powers and Megan. Oh, her name. I'm still getting to know all of these new people. But you know, they all took the oath of office. And you say, well, again, why is that interesting? Because one of the very first things that the city council, at least one member, Robert Leak, who's a returning, decided to do was,
I just want them to be able to speak during that. If and I don't know if that would be any type of motion or any type of.
I suppose it would come down to whether a member decides to call point of order and ask me to enforce the ordinance in spite of your request. But I, you know, my temperament is to allow people to share their views.
Okay.
Background. Okay. The other voice you heard there was Heather Lindsay, the mayor. Background. There was this long conversation about how to structure the meetings, what would be the order of decorum, and then what would be the rules about when people speak before the meeting, during the agenda, not during the agenda. There was this long conversation about this, and they passed an ordinance which said that when you're going through the agenda items, the public does not get to speak at that time. They have their chance to speak prior to that in the city council meeting, and they passed an ordinance about that. And Robert Leak's first, or one of his very first things that he did as a city councilman, is he says, can we completely ignore that ordinance? And Mayor Lindsay's answer is, well, I'm running the meeting, so I guess we can ignore it. If nobody calls point of order, then I don't have to enforce the ordinance that we just passed. And what I thought was interesting about that is, did you catch the oath? What did the oath say? I promise to uphold the Constitution. I promise to uphold the Constitution of the State of Florida. I promise to protect and enforce all of the codes and ordinances of the city of Milton. And in the very first meeting,
him for the spray fields, also the plant, those items, when they come up for discussion, what I would like to do is ask that you, the chair, disregard the ordinance for the public input. And what I would like during these items, I would like the public to be able to speak during these items. They're 3 minutes, if that can be possible.
I know I just swore an oath to protect the city ordinances, but can we maybe ignore a city ordinance in our very first meeting, please? Because I don't like it. Now, look, I actually like Robert Leak. I think he's a pretty sharp guy, but good Lord, man. You know, just swore an oath to the Constitution. Can we just ignore the Constitution here for a little bit? It's just such a weird thing. Okay, so, Ashley Fretwell, that's the other one. Ashley Fretwell, that's right. Okay, so the second semi-official order of, I mean, there were a couple of other things. It's not quite exactly the second. But you may remember, you may not, Mike Cusack, who is one of the, formerly one of the two people aligned with the Pitchfork Posse, the Save Our Blackwater people, the people that the NIMBYs who didn't want the wastewater treatment plant in their backyard in Cooper's Basin. And so, you know, who won? Okay, they won. They got four city council members elected, and that now becomes the big majority, 6-2, or 6-7-1, maybe 8-0. Who knows? We'll see how Casey and Gavin shake out on this. But part of all of the drama surrounding the Scott Collins debacle, hiring him as a city manager, Mike Cusack bumbling that extraordinarily, then refusing to disclose public records related to it, saying, I actually put a public records request in to get the text messages and emails and was told via the city clerk that I would have to get a court order if I wanted those from Mike Cusack. Yeah, no, that Mike Cusack. You know, they can have them from my cold dead fingers kind of approach. Anyway, so Mike Cusack was removed from the finance chair. Like, that was his responsibility that was taken away from him, in part because he got an ethics charge against him for using his position to benefit somebody else, because he tried to tell Scott Collins that he could get a higher amount of money from the city council as he was supposedly negotiating for the city council, disclosing to him proprietary information that he had got from Alex Andrade, the city attorney, who was actually the one who was supposed to be doing the negotiations. There's always lots of drama in the background of Milton. So they removed Mike Cusack from the finance committee. And the very first thing, one of the very first things that the city council thought about doing was...
I'd also request that council support returning Councilman Cusack to finance and for him to continue as liaison to the planning board.
Yeah, let's. The guy who destroyed public records, refused to turn over public records, botched the only significant task he was ever given with Scott Collins, possibly violating the law in the process, certainly catching an ethics charge over it, that he agreed to. Like, he said he agreed that that one, yeah, he did that. In his first 2 years, he was removed from finance for that ethics charge. I will say my interpretation, okay, this is not like a charge officially, but my interpretation is he committed perjury on his training certifications, because on your training certification, you're supposed to say you've gotten training on the Sunshine Law. And he clearly said a couple of things at different times that show that he did not get that training, or did not at least understand it, or did not pay attention. Okay. That seems like perjury to me. Anyway. Put that guy in charge of the money for sure. Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea, and I absolutely 100% in favor of Councilman Cusack going back to finance.
That's Larry McKee, one of the new members. So, yeah, there's funny initial drama. Now, the real drama in this meeting, it wasn't even over who to have run the meetings, although it was briefly sort of interesting, because Gavin Hawthorne, one of the older, he's now 2 years, same election term as Mike Cusack, they were talking about whether to have Marilyn Farrow, which is one of the two, now six, or to have Casey Powell, who has been the chair, the mayor pro tem, who sits in on the meetings and runs them basically when it's not the main meeting, whether to have Casey Powell do it. Gavin says,
I agree that Marilyn could do the job, but I think Casey Powell does a better job just based on him being the most senior council member.
And he is, and he's got a lot of experience, and he's been doing it very well. Robert Leake jumps in and says, again, the guy who said, let's break the rules first thing we do.
I believe in Ms. Farrow 100%, but Casey's done a good job, and he does have the seniority. I think he could continue, and that's nothing against Ms. Farrow. That's, you know, I believe in her 100%, but I think Casey's done a good job.
Yeah, just logically, it's hard for me to understand how you believe in somebody 100% but think somebody else is better to do the job. That's weird. John, I believe in you 100%. But I really think we ought to have somebody else do the job. It's kind of an odd thing to say.
And
okay,
it's like, all right.
But again, I'm making fun of Robert a little bit. But he's actually kind of one of the thoughtful ones.
I'd like the idea of changing it up a little bit and going with Councilwoman Farrow. I think that's more in line with the way the voters acted at the voting booth.
Because he's not one of the four that's aligned with the Pitchfork Posse, that's aligned with Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow. That's Larry McKee talking. Now, what's interesting is that Casey Powell was the only one who was elected unopposed, reelected totally unopposed. So you might say the voters had their say by him, but not even bothering to run an additional candidate. But he's not on the team, so to speak. You know, not exactly. So Marilyn Farrow is going to be your new mayor pro tem. She's going to run the meetings, and, you know, we'll see how that all turns out. Okay, now, none of that is of all the substance. That's just kind of the warm-up stuff. Yes. Oh, man. The wastewater treatment plant. That was the big thing. That was the big deal. And again, keep in mind, Mike Cusack, who I mentioned is the finance chair, the ethics charge, the perjury, the destroying of public records, the, all of this stuff, right? Who got his day because, like, his people won. He's the one that, remember, Jeff Snow, the city councilman, went to his yard and showed you all the signs of the opponents that he was supporting and said, why would you vote for the people that are being supported by a guy who bungled his... Anyway, so Mike Cusack is now the leader of the... No longer the opposition, but now the leader of the majority. He's the most loud... I'll just leave it at that, voice for them. And the key issue for this meeting was going to be the wastewater treatment plant, right? For years, they have been arguing over this wastewater treatment plant, and the prior city council had, and long ago, had selected a site. They had had designs made. They had had permits acquired. They had had funding generated. They had tens of millions, I mean, like $50 or $60 million, like funded fully, ready to go. Just do it. And then, like as I said, for a couple of years now, the Pitchfork Posse has been fighting against this and telling their sometimes truths about that plant and making people worried that the plant was going to pollute the Blackwater River, explode, overflow, slide down the hill. I don't all the things that got said. And Mike Cusack is now saying, oh, we cannot have this. You know, our own internal people can't possibly do this job. We need to get somebody to oversee it.
No offense against our current staff, but they don't have the experience what's required to oversee this. And we need to have a project engineer. We need to advertise for one. Get them on board, or her. Get that person on board. I think we tried to do that before with no luck. But I think now that I think we can revisit that and have that person oversee the project that understands how a facility is built.
Joe Cook, who is the public works director, you may not remember this. That's my job, is to keep these things in mind. But a year ago, January of 23.
Mr. Cook, are you the only person in this room who's actually built a wastewater treatment plant?
I have built four wastewater treatment plants in the panhandle of Florida. Yes, I have.
So Mike Cusack hasn't built wastewater treatment plants, but Joe Cook, the public works director, actually has built four of them in the panhandle. But What did he say again?
No offense against our current staff, but they don't have the experience what's required to oversee this.
Now, you might make the claim that Joe's too busy with all the other things. It might make sense to hire somebody as an administrator of the project. But no offense, nobody's got the experience? Sir, he's built four of them. Come on now. But no, trust us, Mike Cusack's got the expertise you need. Follow me.
I would want to happen is move the plant off the 24 acres to the 80-acre site, which is flat, and then we'll predicate that if we can all agree with that, then we award the contract to Shavers, so we don't lose the $5 million.
That's ARPA money.
Mayor, if I may just clarify,
yes, sir.
Mr. Shavers' contract has nothing to do with the new plant. It's for the disposal system only. That's a separate and distinct discussion, of which we have a separate bid and a separate agenda item tonight to discuss that.
And it is a separate. There's some connection between them based on how you use the 80-acre site. But that's Ed Spears, the city manager. One more pass at this just so you kind of get the tone. Mike Cusack wasn't done insulting the staff and the one real expert on this subject matter in the room. He was actually going to insult the engineers. Baskerville Donovan, who engineered the site.
The 77 acres is usable with a PFAS removal system because right now it's on a well field protection area that was supposedly certified that it wasn't. And I'm trying to understand why it was when it's not.
That's inaccurate.
A discussion, Mr. Spears, that you have to have with BDI on that one, how that could have happened.
So he's claiming that BDI certified this as not being on a well field protection area site, therefore their engineering firm lied to them or got it wrong, which is a pretty serious thing to say about engineers. They didn't. I'll explain in a second.
Councilman,
the basic answer to that is if you meet the requirements that are found within the well field protection ordinance, a spray field is allowed. and our permit meets that requirement.
So it's not that they certified it wasn't in a welfare protection area. What they said was there's nothing prohibiting you from using a spray field over the welfare protection area for this purpose, which is true. The county themselves were going to do this, but it's just plain true. But Mike Cusack doesn't understand that, and instead he's going to say the engineers bungled their job. It's not the first time he said it in the meeting. The earlier one, he couldn't figure out how to work his mic, and so he was talking in a muffled way that I can't really play for you to hear. But he said the same thing previously, and he just won't learn why BDI didn't get this wrong.
So you're saying spray field one is usable without a PFAS removal system. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what the law says.
I don't believe that's the case. But
again, the expert in the room, I don't even believe that's accurate.
It's quite a complex discussion.
Well, I understand. So, it's very complex. And that's why it's important that we do it the right way the first time. The city has been dealing this with, what, now 15 years?
Yeah, and you keep putting it off and throwing wrenches in it, and you're complaining that it's taking so long after you're one of the key people who are kind of holding it. Anyway, we'll come back. Don't worry, there's more. There's plenty more. I'm on clip 5 of 30. This was... I'm back, by the way, from vacation, in case you hadn't noticed. John, you live in Milton?
Yes,
happy days?
Yes.
Happy days. Oh, just because it'll never get unfunny, briefly city manager, Scott Collins, was apparently not correct that this feature is ever going to die. Hasn't died yet. Hasn't died yet. We'll see. 526 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around this world, but one of the worst is commercialism.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good morning, 529 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Friday, the Friday after Christmas. It's such a weird week whenever Christmas is midweek. I don't know what day it is. People are on vacation. You get your whole internal week clock messed up. Is it Tuesday? Is it Sunday? I don't know. It's Friday, but I mean, I know it doesn't feel much like a Friday. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A Bengal tiger and 19 other big cats have apparently died after contracting the bird flu at a Washington State sanctuary. The other cats include a lynx, cougars, and bobcats. The deaths all come as avian flu has been spreading rapidly in poultry flocks and dairy herds across the country. Another leg is washed up on a beach near Los Angeles.
You say that like, you know, we got another leg. I didn't know there was a first leg, but go on.
there's another leg, Andrew, that's washed up in Los Angeles. I'm sorry, okay? It's the newsman in me. Authorities in Palo Verde Estates say a severed human leg washed up on shore on Christmas morning. There's a present for you. On Thursday, police say a second leg and a femur were found on the shoreline. The remains were in the same area where two fishermen disappeared after a boat capsized.
Yes, that's a human ear, all right.
The fastest sound clip in this side of the Mississippi.
Blue Velvet 2, coming soon to a theater near you.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. Investigators say there's strong evidence that Russian air defenses downed an Azerbaijan Airlines plane, killing 38.
Some aviation experts have suggested that the perforations in the plane's tail section looked consistent with a possible missile strike or the work of air defense. This crash did come shortly after drone strikes hit southern Russia Wednesday morning, and drone activity, of course, has shut down airports in that area in the past.
Fox's Chan Lee Painter, billionaire Frank McCord Jr., among those expressing interest in possibly purchasing TikTok from a Chinese parent company to circumvent a U.S. ban.
We all have learned that our data, our personal information, is extremely valuable. And we've seen what's happened to the market cap of these big, big companies. And I think that it's time to kind of shift the paradigm a bit.
Frank McCord, Jr. on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It is 62 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. An Escambia County man is wanted on an attempted murder charge. Escambia County deputies say 45-year-old Terrence Franklin shot his roommate twice with a shotgun on Christmas Day. This apparently happened after the two got into an argument at a home on the 3000 block of Michael Drive. Franklin's accused of shooting the victim twice, once in the leg and once in the chest. The victim has serious injuries, but are expected to survive. Some Okaloosa County students are going to be performing on a big stage this weekend. The Fort Walton High School Viking Band will be performing at the Go Bowling Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland. They'll be performing the national anthem before the game between NC State and East Carolina. They'll also be part of the Military Bowl Parade and Concert Festival. The school principal, Lindsay Smith, says it's an opportunity that means a lot to the students, the school, and the community. The gym at Eglin Air Force Base is closed after a Christmas Day fire. Officials say the fitness center will be closed until further notice. The good news is there were no injuries. Investigators still looking into the cause of the fire. In Baldwin County, they're investigating a possible meth lab explosion. Channel 3 reporting firefighters, ambulances, and law enforcement all responded to the scene at Eagle Lane near County Road 64 on Christmas Day. Neighbors said they heard several explosions about 11 o'clock that morning. They reportedly came from a camper, which ended up burning during the incident. So far, there's no word from the Baldwin Sheriff's Office on exactly what happened there. There's an investigation underway after a man died in police custody in Tampa. Officers were called to a Save-A-Lot store yesterday for a report of a man acting erratically. By the time police got there, they say the man was gone, but he was found about an hour later at a park. Police say the man made statements that he was being followed. He was taken into custody under the Baker Act and taken into a wellness facility. Police say the man continued acting erratically. At one point, began foaming at the mouth. He was taken to the hospital and revived on the way there, but died shortly after. The medical examiner will be determining the cause of death. Well, New York has canceled their New Year's drone show in Central Park next week, and this comes after that accident at a drone show in Orlando that left a 7-year-old boy in the hospital with serious injuries. The drone show was set to be produced by the same company that produced the Florida show, where two drones collided during the show and crashed down into the crowd. The show that was canceled was part of a midnight race in Central Park that was being thrown by the Roadrunners organization. And Fox News personality Sean Hannity and Ainsley Earhart have now gotten engaged. Hannity popped the question at his home church in Florida. Hannity said the couple bonded over their religious beliefs, so church was the perfect place to propose. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a cloudy day today with a 40% chance of an isolated shower and thunderstorm, especially as we head into the evening hours. A few storms could be strong. High near 71 degrees today, low tonight near 66. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially in the late half of the day going into Sunday morning. Severe threat possible with this under a level 1 and 2 out of 5. 72 for your high on Saturday. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is mostly cloudy and 62 degrees in Pensacola. 61 in Gulf Breeze, 57 in Milton. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Now let's get a look at our pre-opening market report.
With your money now, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States deadlocked over its review of the proposed $15 billion sale of U.S. steel to Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel. The deadlock on Monday triggered a 15-day window for President Biden to issue a decision on the pending agreement. Discount grocer Aldi is expanding and will soon have new locations in 9 different states. This includes Alabama, Florida, Missouri, and more. 17 new Aldi stores are preparing for grand openings, though most of the locations' exact opening dates have not yet been disclosed. Experts say spending is up across the country this holiday season. Shoppers in the U.S. spent just over $41 billion online between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. That's according to Adobe. This is up more than 8% from last year's totals. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 28, the NASDAQ down 10, and the S&P 500 down 2. That's your money now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Today at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 539 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had a chance, like we typically do on a Thursday, to talk to our public information officer buddy over at Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, sir.
You too. Good morning. It's great to hear your voice back again, sort of.
Yeah, it's still not quite there, but we're working on it. I'm working on it. I figure by use, maybe that's the way we go with this. Let's start with the bad news, and then we'll get to the good news afterwards. We had a drive-by at the Citgo at Payson Garden.
Well, Yeah, maybe. This individual, the victim, was sitting on a bench at the convenience store at the corner of Garden and Pace, and a vehicle pulled up. The driver rolled the window down on the passenger side and shot through that window and hit the individual in the knee. We're fairly confident that one or both of them are familiar with each other and that we'll be able to bring this case to a conclusion very soon.
Okay, so this was not a random shooting. At least you don't think so.
No, we don't think so. Fortunately, the injuries were minor on the victim, so hopefully we'll wrap that one up pretty quick.
Do we know yet whether it was crime, gang, drugs related, or personal beef related, or something else, or do we know?
No, I don't know. Okay. The investigators probably do, but that's information, again, that we never want to jeopardize an investigation. So once an arrest is made and we're able to talk more about it, I certainly will.
Okay. All right. I said we get from the, anything else happen worth reporting on that I didn't know about already? Crime incidents kind of things?
For Christmas and all, and a holiday, we didn't have anything major to report. We haven't had any of those tragic DUI crashes that sometimes happen. That's been, and hopefully that's going to continue throughout to the new year. So it's been very uneventful in Pensacola.
My favorite words. Whenever I talk to the cops, I love uneventful. It may make for boring radio, but it makes for good society, and I'll take that over the other all the time. Speaking of good society, you guys have done some pretty cool things this week, including putting on the light show for the Children's Hospital, right?
Yeah, that's something that we've done for 5 years now, and this is an event that it's on Christmas Eve. Officers are there. We don't have to make them go. This is something that from the newest officer all the way up to the command staff, the captains, the deputy chief and the chief are there. This is something that we look forward to. We like to see the smiles on the faces through those children, through those windows of those children, and that's what happened the other night. So we appreciate everybody that came, Pensacola Fire Department, the Escambia County EMS, Escambia Fire, the Sheriff's Department, and the Florida Highway Patrol all came together to put the smiles on those kids' faces.
Oh, my God. How many apparatus did you have there, if you had to guess?
Oh, I couldn't tell you about how many. I don't know.
50?
40?
40 or 50?
It could be 50. Yeah, it could be. It was packed like it always is.
No, that's – I love this. This is such a neat little thing. And I love that the county gets involved. They're like, us too. That's perfect. And then the other thing, kind of cool thing you guys did this week, this is common for law enforcement to do, but still that doesn't make it not cool. It's very cool. The shopping spree at Target, right?
Yeah. So we had some teenagers that I believe there were 9 or 10 that were there that officers throughout the year, they run into these teenagers in incidents or situations that are not good. So if we can help them out at Christmas time to show another side of the police department, that's what we're going to do to help them out at Christmas. And like last year and years before, Andrew, some of these children, or these teenagers, these young adults, they didn't get anything for themselves. They bought things for family members and other people. They've been involved in some tragedy over the past year, and we were able to come in there and do this with help from Target and Innisfree and others, and we're glad to be able to do that each year.
No, it's you're telling me what I had experienced the same. I watched these kids back in, I went with Escambia County Sheriff's to the Walmart across the street back when they used to do it at the Walmart, and that's what the kids would, so many of them would, they're buying something for mom, buying something for sister, and it's like you got to kind of force them to buy something for themselves, at least sometimes that's the case, and it's just such a beautiful thing, and I love that you guys do that. I did not know that the kids who participate in this are kids that officers encounter through the course of their service calls and then recommend for the program instead of like sort of being, applicants or, something like that. I think that's a wonderful thing. I did want to ask you, and I know you talked with Walker about this last week, but let's talk just a little bit about the red light cameras, because I just want to make sure none of this comes as a surprise to people. I think we might have been the first to report on the polls going in, but I just want to make sure that everybody hears about this. 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Airport, and 9th and Bayou are going to have red light cameras, and we're getting pretty close, but it didn't look like the machinery was all that close to me yesterday or Tuesday. Are they definitely going to go operational January 1st?
That's what we hope. We know for sure that we have at least 3 that Florida Power and Light just has to put the juice to, just has to hook up the electricity. And then the rest we're hoping to have online by New Year's Day. But if not, they will not be very far behind at all.
Okay. Because the ones that I drove past at, where was I? Bayou, I think. And I thought, oh, I don't know that those ones look like they're quite ready. But maybe they are, and it just didn't look that way to me. And the short version of this is, it's for the first month, it's a ticket that's just a warning with no price tag. And then after that, it's, what, $158? Is that right?
Yeah, it's $158. It's a civil fine, a civil penalty. So, but it can get ugly after that if you choose not to pay it, because then we have to write a uniform Florida citation. Points are involved on that. And then it gets more expensive. It jumps up to $264. So, the first month will just be warnings. And then after that, then the citations will be issued, or the civil citations will be issued.
And it is, first of all, it is cheaper than if an in-person police officer were to fine you for catching you in person. And there is a super easy way for people to avoid having to pay the red light camera fine, and that is what?
To not run the red light is the biggest one that we came up with.
Yeah, it's a relatively obvious solution that you would think maybe more people would simply avail themselves of. It is coming up to, before you and I talk again, it will have been New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. In the state of Florida, fireworks are legal, at least some fireworks are legal to explode on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But there is an important exception of that law, which is?
Cities can override that. They can have their own ordinances, and we do have that in the city of Pensacola. So if it flies or explodes, it's still illegal. We do get complaints. We will be getting complaints on New Year's Eve, a lot of them. We always do. But we want our citizens to know that those complaints will be answered as soon as we can get there. There will be a lot of them. And, of course, high-priority calls must come first, and then we will get around to answering those fireworks complaints. But a lot of times, by the time we get there, the fireworks have been all used up, and there's not a lot we can do. But we will answer your calls. It just may take us a while for those which are low-priority calls that night.
And I want to give you a moment to do your best to discourage people to shoot guns off at New Year's Eve.
Well, there's going to be no warning to that. If we find out that happened and we know who you are, there will be an arrest made. There's that bullet's going to come down someplace, and it does a lot of damage when it does. So please don't do that. That's something that we won't tolerate, zero tolerance, and you can get arrested for that, or you will get arrested for that.
Anytime somebody fires a gun and it leaves their property in the state of Florida, that becomes a crime, right?
Yes, and they are absolutely 100% liable for that.
Yeah, if they're not justified in using it in self-defense, as cases we've talked about many, many times. Mike, we always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. I have one for you this week. My question is, do police officers, and it's more of a do you know, do police officers drive differently in their cop car rather than in their regular car? Every citizen in the known universe drives better when the cops are around. Do cops drive better when cops are around?
Yes. In looking at it from our perspective, we don't want to disrespect that officer or his cruiser or break the law ourselves. We're held to a higher standard, and we are no better than anybody else if we go out there and speed in our personal vehicles. That's something that you just don't do. So, but to answer your question, if a police car gets up behind us, I wouldn't say it makes us nervous, because to me personally, it does not. But I still want to respect that officer and make sure he doesn't have to pull me over for any reason, unnecessarily.
And do great answer. I appreciate that. That's right. Of course. Do cops drive their own cars differently than they drive their cruiser?
Well, we don't have to go to hot calls in our personal vehicle, so I believe it's under normal circumstances, it's about the same.
But have you ever been in your personal car and thought, man, I wish I had the switch?
Yes. There's been many times that you see something, especially an impaired driver.
Yeah.
And that's something, we just get on the phone and take care of that. But and that's something else I'd like to throw out real quick. You know, we've got more people watching. Everybody's got a cell phone now, and particularly people need to remember this on New Year's Eve. It used to be that you didn't get stopped or arrested unless you hit something or an officer got behind you. Now everybody has a cell phone. Andrew, we get a lot of calls from the public about impaired drivers, drivers that cannot maintain their lane, that sit at green lights and things like that. And we are going, and most of those drivers, those witnesses will stay behind that driver until we're able to stop that vehicle. So please don't think that as long as I don't see a cop around, I'm going to be okay, because people are calling us. We're getting there. We're stopping these vehicles, and we're making impaired driving arrests every year.
Amen. And I do the same. I've reported numerous people who are, and I'll always be patient and wait and see. Is it just a one time they check their phone or something like that? And if it's consistent and it's obvious, I will absolutely call. The one question I have for you, and this might be useful for people, I always have the non-emergency numbers for all of the police agencies in my phone, because that's, I've found over the years, that's a very useful thing to have. Do you want people to call 911 for a drunk driver they observe, or do you want them to call the non-emergency number?
No, they can call 911. They could be saving somebody's life when they do that.
Okay, fair enough. And that's, I just want to make sure that people hear that message, that if you know for sure, you know, or even if you strongly suspect, that's why you have a call. You're the eyes, right? You're the eyes of the law to be able to, you know, potentially prevent somebody's life from being taken as a result of that. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the great tips and great information, and we'll talk to you again next week, and Happy New Year in between.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Absolutely. 551 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get a good realtor who's going to represent you well, advance your interests, and you may not think about this an awful lot, but get you all the way through the process to the end. Because, you know, a lot of times people get like 90% through. Well, 90% of buying a home is no home. 90% of selling a home is staying in your home, right? And what you want is to get all the way through to the end. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty did that last year 175 times. This year, on pace to do about that same number again. And what that means is that they have experience. They've solved the problems before. They've avoided the problems before. They can deal with a new problem if one comes up, and they can get you all the way through to the end. And that's a key thing. And also, you know, that means setting expectations properly, knowing from the beginning that you're dealing with people who really understand this process, and, of course, getting people what they really need. 723-9158. Christina loves meeting new people, loves talking with new people. She's on Pep Talk every other week, and you hear her talking about the things she learns and the way she understands the market and, you know, like when's the right time to sell and, you know, when's the right time to list a house. And honestly, coming up into the new year is a good time, just not like maybe exactly this week, but maybe next week into January when, you know, people are kind of back into the swing of things and off the mindset of holidays. That's exactly the right time. So give her a call, 723-9158.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at NewsRadio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box.
So this is one of the reasons I love our listeners, because you guys ask great questions. Somebody texted me after that interview with Mike Wood that we just replayed. Okay, but what if I fire a gun at the ground on my own property and the projectile doesn't leave the property? Because if the projectile leaves the property, then you can be held for negligent use of a firearm, right? That's the state law. That's why you can have like a gun range in your backyard in the county, for example, because that can't be restricted as long as the projectile doesn't recklessly endanger somebody by leaving your property. But what if I fire it at the ground? And I double checked with Mike Wood because I wanted to be sure. And he's always very responsive. And he said, no, the city of Pensacola specifically has an ordinance that you cannot discharge a firearm without cause unless you're using it like to self-defend or whatever. And so even firing it at the ground on your own property in the city or having a backyard range in the city, not allowed. It's a good question, but that's why I love they're always available and great answers. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Amazon and Starbucks workers are back at work today delivering packages and whipping up drinks. Both of those strikes ended without a resolution yesterday. A New York judge has ruled that the woman accusing Jay-Z of rape can remain anonymous. That ruling coming a few weeks now after the woman said Jay-Z, along with Sean Combs, drugged and raped her when she was 13. She said that happened in the year 2000 at an MTV Music Awards after party. And Times Square has announced its lineup for the New Year's Eve Celebration Ball. For those who are going to be watching that on TV, rapper Pitbull apparently is going to be ringing in the new year there as his charity is helping to install new designed crystal triangles on the New Year's Eve ball.
Mr. Worldwide?
Yes.
what is the area code that they go by? 350? It's like ours, but it's not the same as ours. That they always go, 305? What is the one they always go by? You guys are both looking at me like, I don't know. You aren't deep into hip-hop culture, and you don't know the answer to this question.
As surprising as it is.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 557 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need to get your import looked at, or not need to, but should do, because it's the right thing to do because you want to do that preventive maintenance, Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, Jaguar, Genesis, Audi, you can take it to the dealership, and that will mean probably a higher cost and probably travel if it's at a distance, and that means gas and all the other things. Or you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway or Highway 29. You got a domestic, of course. They look at those cars, too. You got a diesel engine? Yes. You got a gas engine? Yes. Anything that runs with a motor, right? Bobby Likas can work on it. Their website, if you want to get more information about them, is carclinicservice.com. And kind of the idea there, you say, why isn't it Bobby Likas? I don't know. It's carclinicservice.com because it's like a healthcare clinic for your car is their kind of philosophy. Like, you know, you take your body, which is a complex mechanical system, to the doctor every once in a while to check it out, and your body self-heals. Your car does not self-heal. But it is a complex mechanical system. Therefore, you ought to take it to an expert to have it checked out every once in a while to make sure. The stuff that you don't notice yet, you know, because it's not yet a problem, but it sort of will be, that they can see it, hear it, you know, smell it. I mean, there's all kinds of ways a mechanic might discover that something's going wrong, and then they can fix it before it's a big problem. Because when a big problem, then it's expensive, it's complicated, it's inconvenient, all of that stuff. Also, by the way, Bobby Likas does fleet service. So, you know, if you've got one car, great. If you run a company or you're the, you know, manager of the fleet for a company, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlen, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more, they work with all of them. So Bobby Likas Auto Service, two locations on Highway 29 is the new one across from Walmart and the classic location on Davis Highway. 5:59 here on News Radio 92.3. The Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments in the TikTok ban case January 10th. It's all kind of interesting because there's one school of thought that says Trump may allow TikTok to continue because he kind of changed his tune on TikTok recently, and therefore let's delay the hearing until after the inauguration until it's more ripe. But it's urgent because the law goes into effect really soon before that, and if the law goes into effect, you know, and you haven't resolved the issue of, you know, whether it can be stopped or whether there's a First Amendment grounds reason to protect it. So it's kind of an interesting, like, confluence of challenges here.